Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June the 4th. The grains closed higher with July corn up a nickel, closing at 329. July beans up 10 and a quarter cents, closing at 867 and three quarters. And July wheat up 11 and three quarter cents at 523 and three quarters. Strong day at the board. The dollar was down 60 ticks, closed under 97 cents. At 96.65, the real was basically steady on the day. So the dollar continues to lose to the real, and that's causing some to think that some demand may shift to U.S. grains because of the cheaper dollar. Personally, I'd like to see the dollar close under 94 cents. I think there's a fair amount of support between 94 and 95. We'll see if we can get through that. There's talk about the funds still being short. After today, I'm guessing about 250,000 contracts of corn. When will they cover? My guess is if we see a close over 335, we should see the 10-day cross the 50-day moving average. And at that point, theoretically, the funds should be long, let alone being this short. So I think a close over 335 would prompt the funds to come to covering these short positions and may give us a chance to sell some corn at some reasonable prices for the summer here. The grains were let up, and the beans were let up by the meal, up 350. The oil was down four ticks. I like it when the bean market is being led by the meal. That certainly adds a little strength to it. Dow Jones closed up 12 bucks here today. No real information from that. Crude oil was up 12 cents a barrel. It's creeping toward that $41 level that we need to go to fill that gap. At that point, the ethanol should be picking up, production should be picking up, stocks should be moving lower. We've got, I think, just about all the states open now, and we should see more and more people filtering into the economy. Now, is this going to be a huge deal? I don't know. Certainly not in the big cities. We've still got plenty of storefronts boarded up, hotels boarded up, and I just don't see the economy being on the same track with 40 million unemployed as the stock market seems to think. But all in all, it's good for the grains. People more confident, they'll eat out more, and hopefully we'll start seeing the restaurants open up and do some more business out here. So overall, these were pretty good closes. This is a new high close for the corn on this leg of the move. The oats, by the way, made a new contract high. July oats up 13 and three quarter cents at 345 and a half. They got up to a contract high at 350, backed off a little bit from that, but still a powerful close. And as we've been saying, oats knows. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.